Town of Moreau Planning Board Meeting, Monday, September 27th, 2021, at 7:00 p.m.
Yeah.
Okay, did everybody see the notice there that Biochar requested a tabling tonight? It's in front of you right there.
I was talking, so no, I didn't see it.
Yes.
It's having a nice visit, but now you mentioned it. Yes, I did see that.
Just to let you know.
Well, this is going to be a much quicker evening than I expected.
You didn't see that, you know?
Okay, I'm going to unpause the recording, but we're being recorded.
Recording in progress.
And we are not muted, so we are fully online. And Ann is on as well. I haven't heard from Meredith, so...
I think originally she had said she wasn't going to make this meeting, if I recall.
Yeah, you could be right, yeah. So I think we got Adam here, so we're in a full complement, Mr. Chairman, all 17. Yep.
Because the red hand is made, the meeting will come to order. Board members, if you would like a moment to review the minutes of the meeting of August 16, 2021. Minutes of the regular meeting of August 16, 2021. Are there any additions, deletions, or corrections? If not, I have a motion.
Make a motion to accept the August 16th minutes as presented.
Motion's been made. To the motion, I have a second. Eric. Motion has been made and seconded. Any further discussion?
This is Dan. I did not get a copy of that.
Yeah, I didn't see it. There was an email that came out.
I did not catch that one.
She didn't get a copy.
Oh, that could explain it.
Okay.
I think I may have missed that meeting. I would abstain.
Okay, to the motion. All those in favor, aye?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions?
I would abstain.
I would abstain. I was not there.
Abstentions, two. Motion carries. Next item I have on the agenda is somebody.
Just for the audience's benefit, Biochar requested a table.
Okay. Can they set up a future date?
No. But it could be as early as next month, but I don't know yet. Just to let you know.
Okay. Biochar is up, which means the next one I have on the agenda for this evening is Skimmerhorn Residential Holdings. Do we have one of those?
Sorry, we do. I thought we were doing Nixon first.
Yeah, they are the. Yeah. Skimmerhorn second.
Sorry.
And before you go any further, I do have to apologize to you for our last get together. The gaggle of geese were not longer active in dismissal. We had to delay you. For that, I have to apologize.
Oh, that's okay.
I'll throw stones on them next time.
Yeah, that's all right. Won't do any good.
Probably not. Tell us a story.
All right. So, Travis Mitchell with Environmental Design Partnership to review 112 Harrison Avenue, Skimmerhorn Residential Holdings. Let's see.
Can you see Travis, can I interrupt you for just one moment?
Jim?
On our agenda, meeting agenda, I meant to address this earlier before we got started. Can we add to each of the agenda items the name of the project and not just the applicant name?
Okay.
Okay.
Yep.
Because in the case of Skimmerhorn Residential Holdings, you could end up with some time having two of them on the same meeting, even though they're two different projects.
Yep.
So, thank you.
As you can see, we try to make it more robust, and we will continue to do so.
I do like the new format. I just wanted to...
Oh, okay. All right. No question.
Now, tonight is called Brooke Travis.
Oh, no.
As you can go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm very sorry.
So, Skirmer Residential Holdings is a 2-acre parcel of, you can kind of see it here, outlined in yellow, Harrison Ave is up here, System Reserve, you'll remember that one down here, a better slide here. It's located in the UR zoning district. That district allows one unit of nearly 5,000 square feet of gross area. So on the 2-acre site, it comes out to be about 17 and a half units. We're proposing 16. This is just a close-up of that parcel. There's an old house on it here. This was, I can't recall the name of it, but that one, I think this one blank, is also a Skirmer Mars. You approved that maybe 5 or 6 years ago. Let me try and get this back.
Something Harrison.
Something Harrison, yeah. They're all Harrison, right? Here we go. So, all right, and then we've got System Reserve to the south for System Road here. This is the site plan. You saw this in concept last month. Pretty basic entrance off Harrison Avenue. I've rotated it. It is now north, is to the right. The previous slide mark was up. Four unit building, similar to what Skirmer Hart has constructed in other locations here nearby. I overlaid it just so you can take a look at what it looks like on Google Earth. You can see there's no vacant property across the street. I think that's part of the quarry lands. Most of the stormwater flows to a larger depression in the back here. It's basically open swales around the perimeter to convey stormwater to the back. A couple of smaller stormwater features up in front. And then, basic planting plan with some foundation plantings, planting around the dumpster, a couple street trees, and some screening trees on the back edge toward Harrison Village. That's it. Pretty simple. Mm-hmm. Questions, comments? I don't think Jim did... I don't think this is going to LaBerge.
No.
Have you received the escrow payment?
Not to my knowledge. I have not.
That would be the standard $2,500.
Correct.
Okay. So we'll get that. We'll get that submitted.
Yeah, because we're at the very beginning of preliminary.
Yeah.
Travis, what do we do about getting all the testing because of proper fire protections out there? I'm not sure where the height is located there. If they're that close, it should be within that 800 feet. I think it's 800 feet. So.
Sure. Yeah, I think it's 800, 500. Yeah.
Yeah.
If there isn't one there, that needs to be on that property. I don't have it. I don't have the hard copy right here.
I asked about that the last meeting.
Did you? Yeah.
Somebody got a hold of him. So before we get going here, should be done.
What's he got? 2 days left?
I think so. Yeah. Yeah. That's why I asked the last meeting. So
yeah.
I'm not sure what's going on.
Yeah, I thought it. I'll find out for sure.
Okay.
I think Joe probably presented in the last meeting, and he did have a talent.
Yeah.
I'll find out for it.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Yeah, connections to, obviously, his connections to municipal water and sewer out on Harrison Avenue.
Is that part of the sewer district? I think it is.
I think so. I'll have to be added.
What's the process for that now? Anybody know?
Can it be? Town board?
The last I knew, they're no longer doing out-of-district users agreements to that effect. They prefer to do district extensions.
So we're going to need an approval from the town board before we can move forward with this.
Yeah, if that's the case, we need a map plan and report if that's true.
The trouble with what happened, we run into this often, right? This is the chicken and egg scenario, because there is no, unless we get somewhere with the planning board, there is no need to extend the district, right? And not necessarily with sewer, but with water. If you extend the district, you commit to serve that property with water, and so you take some off of your supply. So what we'd like to try and do is at least get, I know you can't issue final, but at least get down the process with the understanding that there will be district extensions, And if for some reason something falls apart, then it never gets final.
All right, so you're just looking for a preliminary then?
That would make sense. And with that, then we can go down the road to the board.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thanks, Jim.
Assuming that doesn't work out, I mean, basically this project doesn't move forward without sewer anymore.
No, it has to have sewer water.
In order to fit within the zone.
That's right.
Okay.
Yep.
All
right.
You don't want to do something there, then, perhaps?
Not for that density.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Did you extend the sidewalk down?
Yeah, that's right. I was going to point that out. So you can see just under this is that previous project. You can see the white line here, and it doesn't quite fit on that scale, but you can see it on the drawing. So you have the sidewalk is extended across the front of the property.
So is that going to be your sidewalk or their sidewalk? I should say. Or is that going to be a town sidewalk? Who's going to be responsible for cleaning the sidewalk?
What do you think? We don't have a sidewalk district. It would be the property owner's responsibility. So that would be clear as like the sidewalks internal to the site.
Yeah, if I recall correctly on this one, it's just on the private property that sidewalk is, but I'll take a look for sure.
Because, it's pretty close to a school, and if we get kids that are going to school there, and the first thing we're going to hear in the town hall is that up on the sidewalk.
I'd like to commend you for the sidewalk, even if it does stop.
It's a sidewalk everywhere, but at least it extends,
Put
together a big chain.
Distance, the kids aren't walking on the side of Harrison Avenue, and Harrison Avenue is getting very busy on it.
That's why I'm asking who's going to.
You put it right in the site plan on the plan, just like you do.
Okay.
I'll get the answer for you. It should already be set up the same way the last one was. I don't remember the answer because it's been 5 or 6 years, but I do remember the discussion.
Okay. Thanks.
Yes. The last one was set up as stormwater planning on maintaining it. And that's kind of the common theme anyways. So.
That's what I thought without looking. It was sure just on private property and was his responsibility to maintain.
Of course, if we report that to be placed on the drawing, and it's not, then you don't approve it, and then you don't get the sewer extension, you don't get the project. So I don't think you'll find much pushback.
Yeah.
Or any further questions in the seventh?
Jarvis, between unit 3 and 4, there's some type of a hammer head there. What is the general purpose for that? It's on the map, which, by the way, I appreciate not having a big, huge, full cable map.
It does the emergency vehicle turn.
Is that what it is? Okay, thank you.
Yeah, it's just a better spot for it than bringing out the end here. Yeah, and line up with the dumpsters across the way.
Gordon, anything further?
Yeah.
Can you answer Mr. Mitchell? Do you have any questions about us?
So we'll get the escrow fee in, find out about the sidewalk, ownership and maintenance, hydrant, and hopefully see you next month with some review comments from LaBerge.
Correct. Dan, I have a question, and that is whether or not you're going to undertake a traffic study here.
That's the next one. Actually, it should. We have enough going on around here, and then it's adding to. We need to do a traffic study, take into account the recently approved subdivisions and everything else going on. We don't want to overload, and also we don't want to overburden the applicant, but I think it would be appropriate if we're having piggyback onto the previous ones of the
business. We'll update one of the prior. I mean, we've done several in a chain now. We'll have them do a refresh for these 16 units.
Okay, board, any further? You want to spend this money? That's all right.
All right, this is going to be record time at 7:15. We're going to make it out by 7:30.
Move up the floor.
Mr. Martin, when is the drop-dead date for the submission for the next month's meeting?
Let's see, that would be October 4th for a planning board meeting on October 18th.
So I think the best that we can do, we'll get the escrow fee in, and if we have anything to react to from Laverge by the 18th, we can, but otherwise we'll probably skip a month.
Okay.
Get traffic done. I'll try and give you an outline of something for traffic, if you can get it to Peter Faith or an escrow allowance. I assume you're going to have him review it, or is this small enough that you're not going to have to?
That's up to the board. All right, so you want to send it off to Peter Faith, and that'll be a second escrow amount that we get. No, not enough.
Jim, is this simple enough that you can describe it to him and get an estimate, or do you want to wait?
That's what I have been doing the last
couple of times. Then we can just keep it rolling.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So this Harrison system development area, it's almost like a game of breaking the camel's back when it comes to traffic. Which is, I'm personally, in my viewpoint, I'm just waiting to see a traffic study that goes, oh, this is the point where we actually have to see some kind of remediation. You don't expect it to be, ooh, this is the point where we have to stop all development, but certainly there's going to be like, we might need a traffic light somewhere. Kind of.
I think you're going to see that with Hoffman's.
I think, oh yeah, I have no doubt.
Ooh.
Okay. But I'm just waiting to see, in this case, these are roads that were never really...
Well, it's all about the capacity, John. That's why you don't see it. It's the capacity of the intersections, and there is a fair amount there. I mean, but if it's not, we'll find it. We'll find out.
We're going to hit that point sometime.
Okay. Yes, we are.
Like I said, I'm just waiting for it. It just seems like... The funny thing is, it isn't necessarily going to be a big project. It's just going to be the one that happens...
It's usually incremental improvements. You have retiming of signals. You have for installation or extension of turn lanes. You know, that kind of thing. Once in a while, you do see the outright purchase of a new signal, which I also think you could see a retime rental throw.
Yes.
They're not cheap.
No.
Turn about sort of plan stress. Any further questions for us?
Well, we're all set with that. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. The next one I have for this evening is Baker's Hall Solar. Now, I assume we have one of those here.
We do. Yep.
We do. Okay. Now, before we get started, board, I want to catch up and have clean bricks. And in the previous review of this project, as far as the seeker is concerned, we proposed a note on a conditional negative declaration. Condition being the receipt of comments and or blessings from New York State Parks and Rec Historic Preservation. As you can see in our packet, we have received that, and they're being not blustery with us or anything. So to that end, I'd like to have a motion to qualify and to move forward with a negative declaration, seeing as how we have a conditional negative based on comments from those folks, and now that we have received it, it would be appropriate to declare a negative declaration that will make the whole thing clean and simple. And I've talked too much.
That's good, thank you. That was the very first thing we were going to bring up to be sure that was clean. And Jim, when you prepare the negative declaration, it will be clean, right? There'll be no mention of the conditional.
We would amend part three to reflect that it's a clean negative declaration without condition if the board approves it.
That was going to be my question, Mr. Chairman. Are you looking for just a straight negative declaration, or are you looking for a negative declaration in acknowledgement of the receipt of all the conditions that were placed prior.
I'm looking for a negative declaration.
Just
and the justification for that is we have found everything to be in order for what was previously a conditional. Since all the conditions have been satisfied.
Yeah, the previous condition was satisfied, so therefore we have a negative declaration.
I'd like to make a motion that we declare a negative declaration for the secret for Baker Falls Solar LLC.
Motion's been made to declare a negative declaration for the environmental assessment review for Baker Falls LLC. To the motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Motion's been made and seconded. Any further discussion? Well, nothing.
Wow.
Well, seeing as how we can't slap them too hard on the airport, which color over?
John Arnold?
Yes.
Eric Bergman?
Yes.
Ann Pernew?
Yes.
Mike Shaver?
Yes.
Gerald Bouchard?
Yes.
Peter Jensen?
Aye.
Adam Siegel?
Yes.
I have 7 affirmative, 9 negative. Motion carries.
So the motion was for a negative declaration, no mention of the conditions, which is exactly what we need. I just want to make sure that that's, I'll check with Jim to be sure that's
what
we
didn't amend the previous one, we just.
Perfect. Good. Thank you. Appreciate it.
We'll mess up something later.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Got to move on.
Okay. This is a new part 3 we can fill out.
Thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. This is a cart before the horse, but we shall do. This is now a part 2.
Oh, it's a part 3 as well, on the second page.
We've already gone through part 2. And part 3, we've declared a negative declaration already decided, so, okay. Mr. Martin?
Yes.
This doesn't take much. Has Baker Falls Solar been re-advertised for a public hearing for this evening?
I think last week might be closed.
Yeah, I read those minutes. It had been closed.
Yeah, I thought it was closed.
We didn't close it. We dropped dead on the EAF, but we never opened the public hearing.
Yeah.
I have it as open in my notes.
Mm-hmm. It's still open. We never closed it.
Yeah.
So we don't have to agree.
Okay.
Post it, it's still open.
I see it correctly.
You always make my throat hard sing when I sing.
Very good. And in keeping with our public hearing, we have 3 basic ground rules. First one being, if anyone has a comment or question they'd like to ask concerning this project, you're encouraged and invited to do so. Number 2, which is your call. Anyone who does desire to make a comment or ask a question, if you simply state your name, and this is for record keeping purposes for 5 years from now, we can say some, instead of somebody said, a particular individual, Johnny Jones, whoever, said, and they would go forward. And our third, and probably most important ground rule of all, is through the whole process we will maintain some sense of decorum. On that, does anyone have a comment or question to make concerning Baker Falls LLC? I mean, I want you all that for nothing. It's not boring.
Not for nothing.
Any questions, comments, concerns?
We are still waiting on the report from LaBerge on the status of the decommissioning agreement.
Yep.
So the meeting minutes, sorry to interrupt, but I think you did close it last time. That's the meeting minutes show, anyway.
Meeting minutes show at 8:11 p.m.
Okay. I just have my notes open. I didn't make a notation about closing.
Okay.
I don't think there's any comment anyway, but
There was something that came about, a question about electric drive. Was that resolved?
What's proposed for that is, and
The applicant is proposing to use electric drive as a private driveway. What's, in my mind, what's kind of unique about that is electric drive is kind of the reverse of what we do. The electric drive already exists. It already exists as a public right-of-way. The applicant, I think, is proposing limited improvements on that, right, Travis? A gravel drive, essentially. But it's, so we have a public right-of-way here. It's not an active town road, per se. It's not an improved town road, let me put it that way.
Right.
And it receives no traffic. It essentially exists today as a paper street, quote-unquote.
Yeah.
So now we have a first-time proposed use of that right-of-way. I think that's going to require some acceptance from the town board in order to use town property in that fashion. And to improve it partially. And it's not going to be a full road improvement, in other words.
Right.
It's not going to be full width of pavement, you know, and all the depth of the gravel and all that. It'll be a limited improvement, which is a reasonable...
I think the paper street serves this, you know, it's meant to serve this.
Yes. So the reason why I think it's important we touch base there is that although I think the limited improvement is fine, we don't want to do anything that would preclude from ultimate full improvement being made, you know, the pavement being put down and all that. So we don't want to do anything that would preclude that. I don't think they are, but I just think we want to make sure that the town board is accepting of the use of town property in this manner.
So the town actually owns the property that is electric drive.
Correct.
I'm asking this because of...
Usually we get the property donated to us after it's been fully improved, and we accept the road as a fully improved
road. I'm asking this because I'm trying to understand this because my understanding of this industrial park has been developing as we go along. I thought the town owned the industrial park.
No, we do not. Right. We do not own the lots.
But the town owns on paper electric drive.
Correct.
So that when they did the subdivision of these lots for the industrial park, they deeded away electric drive. As
correct.
Example.
That's my understanding.
So the applicant isn't asking for the town to complete the road that's supposed to be there for them to use. They're just asking to be able to improve it for their need.
As
at the moment.
Essentially, it's a private access drive for now.
It's very nice of them not to ask the town to actually make it into the road it's supposed to be to get to their particular site, right?
Yeah.
So we think we're going to see the agenda, but we should be on the agenda for tomorrow night's town board meeting to talk to them about that subject and also the discussions on the decommissioning plan and what else.
And then pilot as well. So those are in front of town attorney.
You never know. They may feel generous and offer to put the road in. You never know.
Could you go over that again? You have three items of the town board tomorrow night then?
Yeah, we think. We didn't say you said that, but we think.
Yeah. Use of the road, the decommissioning plan, and the pilot agreement.
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. It's been floated out there. I'm just waiting for confirmation.
For the record, sir, just state your name for the recording.
Sure. My name is Michael Cucciera from NextAm.
So, Jim, this might be a good time for me to throw this at you. I wonder if you could look into something.
Sure.
For us.
Okay. Yep.
When this particular industrial park was developed.
Yep.
And subdivided.
Yep.
Did they go through historic and endangered species on this?
They actually, because I'm aware of this because I represented an applicant once. I represented the chip manufacturer there. They did a full EIS on the park.
See, that's what I thought.
And they did a full subdivision. We have the signed plat in the office.
So. So then I guess my question is are we basically asking for an updated historic review and an updated endangered species? Because really it's already been done on it, right? When it's subdivided?
We asked that very question. So when we first brought this in, we provided SHPO with the prior study And they still wanted to, you know, they still wanted to call
so
it an update.
So they think that maybe since that study was done, something historical has happened?
I don't know exactly what type of field work was done in the original study. Maybe give them the benefit of the doubt that it wasn't, you know, as detailed as they're doing now. I don't know.
Because I guess I could see with endangered species, you know, maybe the Indiana brown bat decided to move in after they checked it. But nothing historical is going to occur after they did it 30 years ago.
Yeah. Well, okay. There is a process allowed in CEQR where you can have what they call a generic environmental impact statement.
Yeah, right.
That provides a blanket assessment of the entire site, and it sets thresholds, and as long as subsequent projects don't cross those thresholds, there's no need to go through the assessment.
That's why I asked, because I remember when this was originally developed, I could swear I remember that they went through and did these
things. Well, they did.
That it was building red.
The documents were that thick.
But then again, things change.
Yes.
All right, so I didn't know if maybe there was a time limit, and that's why we were asking for it updated, or if we just didn't remember that this was done.
Well, yeah, it's rare to see things like the archaeology updated because the point's well taken, obviously. But, you know, things like traffic obviously can change and things like that.
And I think there's even room to argue that endangered species should be updated.
Yes, they can shift. Wetlands can shift.
Endangered species are very good at not necessarily staying where they belong.
Okay? Yep.
So, or where they've been. But, all right.
I think we did take a good precautionary measure in that the assessment was done for this particular proposed use on this site.
Okay. And as I said, we specifically asked SHPO, you know, it's already been done, we have to do it again. Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you for clearing that up for me. I appreciate it.
The draft environmental impact statement was completed.
Yes.
Yes.
So
there was a finding statement on the whole thing.
Jim, did the Verge ever respond to last comments on the SWIP?
No, not to my knowledge, no.
The SWIP was...
By the way, I wasn't the August 16th meeting, so I guess I just didn't get a copy of the minutes, but it was at that meeting we asked about the Verge's response to the SWIP comment.
Yeah, Jim, if you look, there's a sign-off from the Verge on the SWIP.
Okay. All right, I'll clarify that, and let me look in the file here.
Okay, and the other thing is I would assume the Verge is looking at the revised decommissioning plan.
That's correct.
Okay, and we would be getting comments back from that at the next meeting?
Yeah.
We should be.
Okay, great.
June 11th.
I do have right here in front of me, June 11th, the Verge essentially signed off on the SWIP. There's just a couple. Yeah, they did.
June
11th?
Yep, June 11th.
Great.
I just have a couple comments on the decommissioning plan drawing that you submitted. I see that you had replied with the decommissioning plan, that you a written document, and then you repeated in some, you added some notes. The only comment I have is in notes 1, 2, 3, yeah. 4, and 5. It includes the word should. Things should be done. And I view that as being, well, that's like, you know, recommendation. We make those shall. Those, you know, because I believe that's your intent.
That
shall be done,
You're talking about on the actual plan.
On the drawing, the upper drawing. You had those 5 notes.
Yep.
And then there is just one typo in note 3 with the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 line. You put the word used, and it should be used. Which is what it says in the note.
Yep.
While you're in there, thank you.
Okay. And I think I know waiting on the Verge is important for the planning board. We definitely, I think we responded to every comment noted. So both in that plan and the drawings.
Yeah, so the only outstanding item with that is the decommissioning plan. That's correct. And I gave you the wrong part 3. I owe you a part 3 for a long form. I'll go get it.
We'll get it sometime.
The decommissioning plan, I've got to go before the town board. It's one of the items we're in front of them before.
That's correct.
Is there a chance that this board passes it on to the town board at this point? I'm saying, can you issue site plan approval without waiting for the Verge to
respond back on that decommissioning plan?
Well, that I believe would be inappropriate.
Okay.
I think you decided at a prior meeting you wanted to wait and see the full decommissioning plan resolved.
As you mentioned, any further questions or not?
Decommissioning plan, and that's the last item. And Jim, you said you had asked them about it, and that you had no response yet.
No.
Okay.
Do we also have the use of the right of way clarified?
Well, they're supposed to, that's on their list tomorrow night to the town board.
Okay, but that clarification will come back to us in some communication.
I hope so.
Okay. To Ann's point, did you hear back from National Grid as far as the right of way under their
application, or the application or study of that right of way is in progress? I think what I might throw out there too is unconditioned approval, perhaps on decommissioning. After, you know, we couldn't start this project anyway without that crossing right away with National Grid and approval of, you know, the easement with the town. I mean, all three of those things we would need, or I should say two out of the three things we physically need to start, but that could be a way the town might approach it.
So I might add this. If the answer to that is no, the good thing is you're in our second meeting. So you're already a week into the next cycle. So if we move forward from now, you go tomorrow night in front of the town board. The Burge comes back, next week? You can certainly make it onto the October meeting in 2 weeks.
Okay.
So it isn't a whole month. Yeah, I guess it's my point. I know it's frustratingly slow, but at least it's only 2 weeks.
Well, in fairness to the town, this is our first solar project that's advanced to a decommissioning plan. And that is that's another chicken and egg question on that one, too.
And it's nice. It's moved along relatively smoothly because it's a really nice plan and a reasonably easy location. You know, I mean, it's just a matter of working through this. I look forward to seeing the decommissioning plan. Mm-hmm. And I can tell you, as a planning board member, I've never seen one before. You probably have. I've never even seen like a generic one. So
Peter,
it should be in your part three. Sure.
Yeah.
Yep. I hear that as you first time going through the solar project. I understand that. I would suggest that for the right of way though, that could extend. We expect that to probably extend a few more months.
I'm okay with the National Grid access right of way being an or user rights to be a conditional thing.
Sure. Okay. Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure you're not going to build solar panels where you can't get them.
No.
That would not go over well. So.
Helicopter access.
I'm afraid we would have to force that. And then we got the FAA. Said, no, you have to, you know. So.
Didn't stop the fire department.
Easy.
So do you want to formally, the public hearing was closed then? Okay.
Well, just in case we get off, that's good. Public hearing closed.
Thank you.
We could read these minutes.
Again?
Just in case.
Lord, anything further?
I have nothing further on this.
I got nothing.
Just waiting on the merge.
Well, I think, you know, it sounds like you're going to get progress tomorrow night at the town board meeting.
So, I did notice on the website, I was checking the agenda, it said the site might be hacked. So I don't know if town. I'm serious. When I looked at it, it wasn't working. Instead of on Google, if you search for it now, I swear. I was looking for the agenda before it came just to see if we got it put up. But sorry.
This is today's Google birthday, 2023.
Was it? Oh, Peter, do you want another part three, or are you okay with that? You got it.
Ben, thank you very much.
All right, thank you.
I'll communicate, Jim, with you. I'll let you know if there's any updates.
Okay.
From the town. Thank you.
No, not yet. Do we have a motion for adjournment?
No, I don't know. You haven't seen it before, Mr. Martin?
No, I do not.
Okay. Do I think there is a motion there?
I will.
I'll make a motion for adjournment.
Gary will second.
Was it going to be a second for discussion? If not, all those in favor, aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries.
Good night, Ian.
So, Jerry, it's my wife and my kids. Oh.
Yeah.
That's our goal. Anybody who needs to find me, take access. So, she goes to work. We have an iPod at home. So, I'll say a group for iMessaging on the computer. I don't quite start. People used to hear it. She goes to work, and somebody goes, what you need to do is you need to sync them. So, they all send it. Great. So, now she sends me an email from the.